Kent, action item number seven, report and possible discussion on Possum Kingdom Airport.
Next slide, please, Jennifer. The next two issues really are designed to make you as aware of much as anything as we can see best from a staff perspective of potential impacts possibly on some grants that we've had involved with the airport itself and the trails at PK as well. This shows the location of the airport, again, up kind of on the east, little northeast side of the lake, roughly about 84 acres. Divestiture of the airport, if we were to sell the property and the airport, most likely from what we understand from TxDOT would mean that we'd have to repay some grants, and I'll speak to those specifically in just a minute. If you bring next slide up, Jennifer. Some history based on the latest grant in FY07. I'm a little ahead of myself. This pretty much shows how we move to the airport that we've got now. In 81, there was a $272,000 grant that's been repaid, our percentage of that. And these are 90-10 with TxDOT. 1985, a Beacon grant that's been done. 1986, this is an outstanding, part of this is outstanding right now that I'll discuss. And then 06 to present that we've been speaking specifically with the board on our TxDOT grant for overlay of taxiway and other items. Next slide, please. Based on the latest grant in FY07 this past year, the board approved a 10% cost share for the design phase, which was about $93,000 for the rehab of what they were going to do, or plan to do on the airport. Our portion was about $9,300. This past April, we advised of the construction phase estimate of about $962,000. 10% roughly would be about $96,000 of our part. In May, the engineer's update estimated a range of between $948,000 and $1.04 million. The increase was additional bid items, new vault electrical building, a standalone beacon, and Pappy's there, and raised the original estimate to the $1.14 million. We advised TxDOT to go ahead and let the bid, but did not approve the potential cost increase for those add-ons as well. So we wanted to stay with a $962,000 rough estimate anyway. Okay, next slide, Jennifer. At this point, I'd like to talk about the potential impacts anyway to us based on these grants, because it's a financial impact more than anything specifically. If we proceed with the construction phase of the airport and sell to a private entity, we'll probably be required to reimburse the total grant funding, which would be roughly, if we move forward with this, $962,000 for the next set of rehab project that they'll be doing, and as well as roughly about $54,000 that we still owe on the 96 grant. If we were to stop the design at the design phase right now of this current project that we have and we sold to a private entity, we'd probably be required, it looks like, to reimburse a total design grant funding, which is roughly about $93,000 plus the 96 grant. So our commitment to the total project is roughly about $96,000 if we go through with a $962,000 project and do it. If we stop right now with a design phase where TxDOT has basically put in about $93,000 and don't go forward any farther, then we probably would have to pay that back, it sounds like. So we'd be almost paying back to them what we do for the whole project as it is. We could transfer it to a public entity. If we did that and maintained the airport as is, then the TxDOT grant conditions could pass to the new entity. And this is assuming if we divest of the airport.
Right. Question on that, Kent?
Yes, sir.
Let's make the assumption that some plan does go through and they do have some form of an incorporation up there. Would the incorporation entity be eligible to take over the airport?
I don't know. Mike, you don't know, do you?
County could take it over now. Equally eligible. Okay. Thank you.
That's what I'm taking the word about right now.
some of the potential problematic conditions with the language. It needs to be controlled for 20 years to pay off basically these grants. You need to provide public access, which right now it's doing that as well. And if you, it really does, the language prohibits exclusive use. So if you're selling to a third party, there may be things that they may not even be able to do at that airport specifically, rental and repair, sale of petroleum products, and that could be an issue as well. Next slide. As we considered future divestiture, non-divestiture, we've listed some of the reasons, at least, that we think may be key to consider, at least, in us maintaining and keeping the airport, and then maybe some reasons to not keep it as well. It is considered a tier level two critical infrastructure. Department of Homeland Security is looking at that to consider it that. We may want to control all the access to that to the airport in that area with any increase in threats in that we might have in the future. That would be good to have that at that point. It's a heliport for medevac operations, which is good. Can be delegated as a helibase to support an incident CD if we need to do that. And certainly can use it for staging and that if need to be. Next slide, Jennifer. Reasons we looked at possibly for relinquishing control and not maintaining it. Even though the FAA could ground flights, PK Airport is unmanned. So we really there would be susceptible to unauthorized flights going in there. I mean, that's certainly possible all the time. We really haven't had a need due to the few really natural disasters we haven't had up at PK and that. We haven't had to medevac or evacuate employees through the airport, but certainly if the time arose and we had it, we could do that, as I mentioned. They could use other airfields for emergencies if need be, potentially. And certainly other areas could be used for staging and that. Next slide. So in reality, I think probably what I'd summarize is if we the staff right now are continuing to move forward with the rehab as we briefed to you, and we've got it in the budget to do in that, specifically with the unknown of what yet we'll decide to do with the airport long term. But certainly I think from a financial standpoint, if we decide to divest of the airport properly, then certainly hopefully that portion we'd see back in proceeds from that sale that would help pay off the grant funding that we would have to pay back if it wasn't to a public entity. So that concludes my briefing on the airport, unless you have questions on that.
Any questions for Ken on the airport?